The most important thing to defeat a conspiracy is first proving to those who can defeat it that it exists. Most conspiracies take place because someone, usually in power, wishes to extend that power beyond what he is legally allowed to do, and doesn't want to bother with, or realizes that he never will achieve, changes in the system that will grant him the power he craves. So he does the only thing possible. He cheats. That is what Congress has done here. Congress wants all the power it can grab. It doesn't matter if you speak of Republican or Democrat. In the issue of political power, they are all the same. All disloyal to the limits of the Constitution and to the people that elected them, under the illusion that the Constitution they cherished would be defended, preserved, and obeyed by the one they elected. Members of Congress are in office for one purpose, to line their pockets and acquire as much political power as possible in order to get reelected so they can acquire more money and power. It is an endless cycle. When I filed my lawsuits, I knew there was a possibility I would fail. Many had predicted to me I would not have standing and therefore my suit would fail. But I chose to go ahead anyway because I knew the federal court system was one other thing besides a court of law. It was also public record. I knew one of the major reasons Congress had gotten away with stealing the people's right to a convention was that no one had ever forced them into taking a position for that public record. I knew that such a position was, and is, a violation of federal criminal law. I also knew it would take the dumbest lawyer on earth to admit for the public record that her clients were the members of Congress and that they had joined the lawsuit of their own free will, thus violating their oath of office, a criminal offense, after being told by me of these facts and law. Can you imagine how elated I was when Karen DeYoungar did exactly that? I've said it before, there is a destiny in all of this. This is a perfect example. There was no reason for Ms. Unger to write that letter or admit what she said in it. But she did. Destiny, it has been said, moves in many mysterious ways.